This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
Well, we came all this way, we might as well do it.
All righty.
Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Letter from the Editors, where we bring you stuff we recorded for the show but had to cut.
Three, two, one.
Check, check, one, two, check. Okay, I got numbers moving.
So this is my mic check. You want to know what did I have for breakfast?
Testing, testing, mic, one, two.
I had a Shake Shack burger, I had fries, and I had two peanut butter milkshakes.
One, two, three, four, five.
And then I just had a vodka soda.
We'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Letter from the Editors. I'm Mike, and I'm here along with Jennifer.
Hello.
And we are two of the producers or editors of the show. And this week, we have more good stuff that we just couldn't fit in last week's podcast.
First up, we have a game that was inspired by all the news recently about new coronavirus vaccines and therapies.
And this is actually a great opportunity if you want to play along at home, go grab a pen, piece of paper. You can play along with our panelists, Maeve Higgins, Alonzo Bowden, and Joanna Hausman.
All right, panelists, it is time for a new game, and we are calling it
Name That Drug.
Now, you are actually going to need a pencil for this, so get ready, or a pencil or anything to write with, because okay. This is what we're going to do. This week, Eli Lilly got emergency approval for a new coronavirus treatment. We're going to give you the syllables of the name of the drug, and you have to put them in the right order. Are you ready, Bill? Here we go. Here are your syllables.
Mab. Nih. La. The. Bam.
So once again, we want you to put those five syllables together in some order to give us the name of the new COVID treatment.
Can we get them again a little slower?
Yes, we can. Here we go.
Mab. Neh. La. The. Bam.
Okay, right. I'm ready.
You ready? Okay, Maeve, you go first. What is the name of this drug?
Bamamalab.
Close, close.
Did I get it?
No. Alonzo, how about you?
I'm working on it right now. I think it's Vibam Neblamab. Yeah, Vibam Neblamab. I'd shoot that up in a minute. Me
all
some
right.
Vibam Neblamab. Matter of fact, I'll get mine on a street corner. I don't even need a pharmacy.
You've both come close. You have some syllables in the right place, but you haven't gotten it yet, Joanna. It's up to you.
Bam Lee Namab.
You are so close.
Oh,
the correct answer is Bam La Nevamab.
Oh. Bamlanivimab.
Bamlanivimab is the name of this new treatment produced by Eli Lilly. And we want to say to Eli Lilly, hey guys, the next time, before you head out to the press conference to announce the name, look in the mirror and just take one syllable off. You don't need it.
Yeah, or just give it a, you know, like a popular guy's name. Just call it Jacob.
Yeah.
You know?
Jacob, the drug.
I think that you shouldn't be taking the Bamlanivimab before you name the Bamlanivimab.
That's true.
Last week, we covered a story from the Wall Street Journal about how leaf blowers are creating a bunch of noise in people's neighborhoods and bothering them while they're working from home.
So here's a joke that came from that conversation, but again, we just didn't have time for it.
Now, the interesting thing, of course, is it's not just leaf blowers. We're learning about all sorts of new sounds that happen around the house because we're all home all day. If anything, the leaf blowers are welcome because they drowned out the sound of your roommate eating soup.
Is it true that at the White House, the leaf blower is the only guy who doesn't have to pass a security test?
Wow.
He can go anywhere he wants.
Wow. What an interesting, that's like an amazing like political thriller where like the leaf blower, you know, they kidnap the leaf blower, they take his place. Somebody, he sneaks into the Oval Office and just blows the president. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry.
That did happen.
Yeah. Sorry. all the good ideas have already been used.
That's all the bonus material we have for you this week. But before we go, we have a special announcement recorded by Bill Curtis.
And Mike, my favorite thing about this piece from Bill is that we didn't ask for this. We didn't know about it.
We don't have a hand in it at all.
We didn't help at all. And, you know, we just one day we opened our email and there this was.
So here it is. This is a self-produced bit of tape from Bill Curtis. It's a public service announcement for you, the listener.
Enjoy.
It's all about the mask, about the mask, no trouble. All about the mask, no trouble. You wear it night and day. No sneeze, no cough, no spray. A simple little way to keep the germs at bay.
Keep the germs at bay.
It's all about the mask, no trouble. No trouble.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.